So some of you don't know, but Dallas and I teach the kids on Sunday mornings. We have the older kids, so we have the 4th through 8th grade. So it's the Oddbergs and the Moores, but we love all of them. And this year we decided to do going through the Bible. So we started in January in Genesis and just started, we talk a little bit about every single book as we go forward. And I got to Psalms and I was reading, studying. And as I'm reading through Psalms, I was like, Psalms is a long book. I'm just going to skip Psalms 23 because I've read it so many times. And I just felt bad. I was like, no, why am I skipping? Okay, God, something's not right. I need to read this, obviously. So that's what I'm going to be speaking on today is Psalms 23. Because when I read it in a different light than I had ever read it before. I was raised in church, and my parents are here today. But I was raised in church, and my dad was a deacon when I was born, so I was in church every time the doors were open. I was a deacon's kid. I was running around at church, getting in trouble for running around at church. I was there all the time. So I grew up learning Bible verses, and I was homeschooled, so that was part of our schooling was, okay, you've got to learn this Bible verse. I remember Psalms 23 was one of the first ones that I ever had memorized enough to quote, and I would quote it all the time because I was a fearful kid. I feared everything, and I remember my mom saying, God's got you. God's got you. So what's your verse? Come on. Come on. Quote it with me. Let's go. I would wake up crying, and I remember my mom saying, okay, I'm here, but God's here. So let's quote this verse. Let's pray over you. And I attribute my early learning years to my mom, and I love her so much for that. But so that's my short testimony on where I am. If you don't know me, that's me. Hi. I don't think there's anyone here that doesn't really know me, but it's okay. Hi, I'm Mary Grace. Nice to meet you. So we're going to go ahead and read through Psalms 23, and I'll show you what God showed me. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's a lot there. I could do a message on every single verse. When I was sitting down thinking about what I was going to say today, I was like, I could do a message on every single verse and have plenty to talk about. But today I'm going to focus on verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, I'm trying my best to stay still because the camera. So if I'm like, that's what's going through my head. I was thinking, Lord is my shepherd. So we're sheep. And we all know that God references us as sheep a lot in the Bible. And when I was reading it, I went, rude, because sheep are dumb. Sheep are real dumb. And like, they'll jump off a cliff if the shepherd's not there to, nope, don't do that. Let's go back over here. And I was just like, God called me dumb. I'm rude. And so I started reading more. And then So David was the one that wrote Psalms 23, and we don't know exactly how old he was when he wrote Psalms, but we know he was young. We know that he was a young adult writing Psalms 23. So he was writing about what he knew. He was a shepherd. He knew how to be a shepherd. He was good at it. He would take care of the sheep. He would feed the sheep. He knew exactly what they needed. So for him to say, my God's my shepherd, he knew that connection between God. And he knew that God had his back. God had every intention or everything that God was telling him to do. He knew that there was a reason for it. Even if him as the sheep could not see it, there was a reason. There's a robin. I didn't know there was a robin. Sorry, I got excited. So then I got down to verse 5, the one that I'm going to focus on today. And I said, thou anointest my head with oil, but I'm a sheep. Why would God anoint me if I'm a sheep? Well, that was reminding me this morning while we're talking, because you're a child of God. But that's a great point. But in this analogy, I'm a sheep. So anointing, there were three types of anointings in the Bible: ceremonial, spiritual, and God's power of anointing. So none of those really line up to sheep. Why is God anointing a sheep? So that's where my brain went. I was like, why is God anointing a sheep? I could not stop harping on this. And actually, Lydia sent me a video one day that helped a lot with that. But I started researching it. And the shepherds would anoint sheep's head back in the time where shepherds were still there. They anointed their head because there was this little fly that would attack a sheep. The fly is itty bitty, and it would attack the sheep, and it would lay its eggs in their nostrils, in their eyes, in their ears. The sheep didn't know it was there at first, but as time went on, their discomfort grew and grew and grew, and they would bang their heads on rocks just to get some peace, just to get some sort of relief from the enemy in their head. And I struggle with anxiety and depression, and I have for years, and God is delivering me from that. But that spoke really deep to me, because as the enemy is planting all these negative thoughts and feelings and anxieties in your head, you don't know they're coming. You're not there when they, or you don't feel them when they first get planted. But as they grow and as the enemy starts developing these bad thoughts in your head, we as humans want to just bang our head on the rock just to get some sort of peace. But when that happens, we need to run to the shepherd and get some oil and get some anointing from God to help remove some of these thoughts and ideas in your head, because the only relief is God, and the only relief is God's anointing on our life. As I read that, I went, ooh, that preaches. Whoa. Okay, cool.
Preach, girl.
So I asked Pastor John when I got here, because I know what God's anointing looks like on my life, but it's different in every single person. So I asked Dallas, what does God's anointing look like on your life? And he went, God gave me a wife that keeps me in line. Okay. I can see that. But so I asked Pastor John what the anointing looks like in his life. And I asked him to think of an answer. Did you think of an answer?
Yeah.
You want to give it?
Sure.
I think sometimes I'll get peace in my heart and just a sense of God's joy and pleasure in a situation that I don't try to work it up or do anything. It's just there. And it could be in a tough place, or it could be I just feel this peace when I'm, when other people might get stressed, or when I used to get stressed before, then the presence of God just comes and I just feel His.
We didn't plan this.
Anyway.
So the main word there was peace. We didn't plan that. God's anointing brings peace on your life. So if you're going through a decision or going back to school, kids, what are you doing? No, she's not. I was trying to see if they were paying attention. Apparently they were not. So kids, as you're going to school and you start getting anxious about a test, or, oh, this friend's mad at me, or any of the other big life problems we've talked about, right? God's peace can be on you. So you look at God and go, God, I don't know what to do about this problem. And if you listen to what He says, that peace will come over you and you will just, oh, okay, I know your parents have a testimony about that. Can I use it with the house? When they were looking at buying the new house, and they were like, I don't know what to do about this huge house that's like triple the size of what we just moved out of. And God said, I got you. He said, I've got you. I have you. You are in my hand. I know what you're going through. You're in my flock. I'm your shepherd. I know what you need. Follow me. Follow my plan. So it's a very short message, and I'm sorry. But as you're going forward the rest of the week, the rest of the year, the rest of your life, think, what is God's anointing on my life? And how can I make sure to stay in that anointing and stay where the shepherd wants me to be? Dear God, thank you so much for being that shepherd over us. God, thank you for being that father, being Abba Father, and knowing exactly what we need, even if we are being a rebellious teenager and running the opposite direction. God, just thank you so much for having that anointing there when we need it and being the lover of my soul. God, you are amazing, and I pray that you just put your hand of protection and hand of direction around every single person and underneath my voice today, online, far. I know people are listening online. God, just, you are the only peace that we can get. God, just let us run into your arms, run to Daddy's arms when the sea is rough. Run to Daddy's arms when we're having a good day. Run to Daddy's arms. God, we want to be in your arms and in your presence and within your anointing, God.